This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. People with a history of significant allergic reactions are advised not to get Pfizer-BioNTech's vaccine after two people reported adverse effects, England's National Health Service said Wednesday. Two people in that category responded adversely in the UK yesterday. Both are recovering well, according to the National Medical Director for the NHS, who said Britain's medicine regulator have advised, quote, on a precautionary basis that people with a significant history of allergic reactions do not receive this vaccine, end quote. Britain started inoculating citizens with the vaccine Tuesday. In the United States, vaccines against COVID-19 may begin arriving within days as the fastest ever vaccine development reaches a conclusion. Experts say no corners have been cut, but the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is considering authorizing the vaccines after a shorter than normal safety testing period. As U.S. coronavirus deaths hit record levels, U.S. President Donald Trump is hailing his administration's efforts to deliver a vaccine to Americans, and President-elect Biden is warning of more horrors ahead. AP's Sagar Magani.
Says his priorities are masks. Mask up for 100 days once we take office.
Getting vaccines into Americans' arms.
100 million shots in the first 100 days.
And reopening schools.
It should be a national priority to get our kids back into school and keep them in school.
Still, he's warning the pandemic may get worse before it gets better, but the nation can beat a virus blamed for more than 280,000 American deaths.
I know that out of our collective pain, we're going to find a collective purpose.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
For the latest COVID-19 news, please visit us at voanews.com. And for all of the day's news, visit that website or download our easy-to-use app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Any European Union decision to sanction Turkey over its standoff with Greece is not a big concern, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Wednesday, a day before EU leaders meet for a summit. Turkey, an EU candidate whose accession has been frozen over issues, including its human rights record, is at odds with Greece over maritime and energy rights in the eastern Mediterranean. Ankara has anchored Greece and the rest of the EU by sending a survey ship and navy vessels to the disputed waters in defiance of calls to stop. Athens is now pressing for punitive sanctions against Turkey at the EU summit, which begins Thursday. The leaders of Britain and the European Union will meet Wednesday for a final push at a Brexit deal. This, as the two sides warned, the chances of a post-Brexit trade deal by a year-end deadline is slipping away. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen tweeted Tuesday she looks forward to welcoming UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson Wednesday evening. Johnson's office confirmed the two leaders would hold a dinner meeting Wednesday. French President Emmanuel Macron Wednesday seeks his cabinet's blessing for draft legislation combating, quote, radical Islamism, end quote, after a spate of attacks which critics fear risks targeting all Muslims. Macron argues the legislation is needed to shore up France's staunchly secular system, but the plan has further stirred up social tensions over the consequences for Europe's largest Muslim community. The Supreme Court of Nevada rejected an appeal late Tuesday from U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign to overturn the election results in the state, affirming President-elect Joe Biden's win in one of the battleground states that gave him his overall victory. It was the latest court failure for Trump and his allies, who have lost dozens of cases in state and federal courts in an unsuccessful attempt to nullify the results of the November 3rd election. Americans waiting for Republicans in Congress to acknowledge Joe Biden as the president-elect may have to keep waiting. AP's Ben Thomas.
Yesterday was the deadline for states to certify their presidential election results, essentially locking in President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Next up, the Electoral College, which casts its votes Monday. 306 for Biden, 232 for President Trump. Congress then must vote to accept those results. That's not scheduled until January 6th. In the meantime, though President Trump's legal challenges have crumbled, they have served to rile up his supporters, and that's leaving many Republican lawmakers mute, defending the need for further investigations, or as one puts it, letting the process play out organically. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump has refused to concede his loss to Biden or say whether he plans to attend Biden's inauguration at the U.S. Capitol January 20th. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.